Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now turn with me to 3 John, please, and the 11th verse. He said, Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but, in other words, but follow that which is good. He that does good is of God. Why? Why would that be true? Because God is good. Right? If you're doing good, where'd you learn it from? If you have good to do good with, where'd you get it from? You got it from where all good comes from.
Right.
He that does good is of God. But he that does evil has not seen God. You didn't get evil from God. I said you didn't get evil from God. And by like token, you didn't get good from the enemy. Did you? No. The enemy can't bless you because he has no blessing in him. He can't give you what he doesn't have. You hear some people talk about going to be a Satanist, going to serve and worship Satan. That might be the answer to the question, how stupid can you be? You're going to serve the known hater and destroyer of mankind. Why? Well, he'll help me to be something in this world. Anything he tells you is a lie.
That's right. That's right.
You talk about stupidity. Aren't you thankful that you have enough light to be sitting up in here confessing to be a Christian this morning, right?
Yes,
instead of something like that.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, we need to respect all religions. No, we don't.
Amen.
No, we don't. I can't be a Christian and respect and believe in all religions.
Right.
Jesus said, He is the only way
right.
to the Father.
Yeah.
And there is salvation in no other name.
Right.
I can't be a Christian
right.
and ignore what Jesus said. No, there are not many paths to God and many paths to glory and heaven. There is only one.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Only one. Somebody said, well, you're just narrow-minded and saved.
Amen.
There's a broad way that leads to destruction and a whole lot of people going in it. There is a straight and a narrow way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And relatively few that find it. Don't you want to be some of the few that find it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Being broad-minded can be tantamount to being unbelieving. Try to believe everything and you believe nothing. It's a choice. You either believe what Jesus said or you don't. If He said He is the only way, you got to make up your mind. Is He right or not? Is it true or not? He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. He said, nobody comes to the Father except by me.
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes.
Then that means nobody.
Yes.
Nobody comes to the Father except by me. So if you don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah, you are not okay. You're not all right. And if that's the case, you're in the right place today.
Yes.
You can receive Him right here. Right now.
Amen.
You don't have to walk the aisle. You don't have to shake anybody's hand. Right where you sit, you can just say, sorry, Lord, for being ignorant. I receive you. I believe in you right now. And I receive you. I confess you are Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to do it, whether they're in the room or whether they're watching. We got a lot of people joined with us. Say it out loud. I confess.
I confess.
The Bible is true.
The Bible is true.
What Jesus said is true.
What Jesus said is true.
He is the only way.
There is no salvation
in any other God,
in any other prophet,
in any other name.
It is only
in Jesus,
the Son of God.
Jesus,
I confess you,
Lord of my life.
And I have full faith
in what you've done for me
in your death,
your burial,
your resurrection,
your ascension,
and I'm looking for you to come back.
King of kings
and Lord of lords,
master
forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's coming a time
after this life,
after all this,
there's coming a time
when
every knee
is going to bow
and
every tongue,
what do you mean
every? Of every
being
that's ever
existed
in heaven,
on the earth,
under the
earth, every
demon, every
devil,
every crazy
blasphemer person,
every
knee is going to
bow.
Every
tongue is going to
confess
that
Jesus
is Lord
to the glory
of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
It's going to happen.
Glory to God.
Smart people,
do it now.
Wise
people,
do it now.
I believe
I'm looking at some wise
people. I
believe I'm talking to
some wise people.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
So you're pretty
adamant about that.
The scripture is
pretty adamant about that.
Thank you,
Lord.
3
John 11,
look at it again.
Beloved,
do what?
Follow
not
that which is
evil, but
that which is
good. Now let me
stop right here.
Who's
this up to?
Beloved,
follow
not that which is
evil, but that
which is good.
This is
a choice.
Can you
see this?
Whose
choice is it?
It's
not God's choice.
He didn't
say, I
know what's best for
you, so I'm
going to choose it for you.
Don't be
concerned about it.
You are going to
do what I choose for
you, no matter what
you think or won't.
I got this.
A lot
of people want to believe
that.
Just not true.
He
said,
don't follow
what's evil,
follow
what's good.
Now,
once he said that,
whose
choice is it?
Do
I have to follow
something
bad and wrong?
No.
Am I
able to follow
that which is
good?
Yes.
One of
the biggest
lies
and one of
the worst deceptions
you could ever
buy into
is that
I have no
choice in the matter.
I can't
do anything
about this.
It's a lie.
I said
it's a lie.
There's
good
and
there's evil. Now,
you see the King
James says evil,
evil, evil.
Sometimes we have a
slant
on that word.
We'd probably
say bad
today.
Bad.
It's the
opposite of good.
There's
good and
there's bad.
Every
day,
in the
world, around
us, in our
life,
is there good
and bad?
Yes. Is there?
There's good
things, there's bad
things.
What'd he tell
us?
Don't
follow
the bad.
Don't
seek the bad.
Don't
look for the bad.
Don't
go after the bad.
Don't
choose the
bad.
What do you do?
Choose
the good.
Pursue
the good.
Seek
the good. What if
you seek the good?
You'll
find the good. What if
you seek the bad?
You'll
find it. You ever heard
somebody say they went
out looking for trouble?
And
they found it?
Yeah.
Sure.
You go out
looking for it?
It's a
spiritual law and
principle.
Seek
and
you shall
find. If you want drugs, I don't care where you are. You go looking for them. You start asking this person and that person, and they'll tell you, well, check with so-and-so, and you can find them. You can find stuff on the playground you should never find. You, is that right? You can find stuff in a church parking lot.
Yes.
But thank God I'm not looking for any. I'm so happy about it. I got no needle tracks. Glory. My nose is not burnt from snorting something I shouldn't be. I'm happy about it. Are you happy about it?
Yes, yes.
Now, if you do have some problems, you can make up your mind. I'm going to quit looking for it. I'm going to quit seeking it. I'm going to quit pursuing it. You can make a choice to seek good. And you can find it. If you want to find pornography, if you want to find prostitutes, you can find them. If you want to find somebody that will murder for hire, you can find them. If you look hard enough, and with the internet today, and technology, it's become easier and easier to find all kind of stuff you shouldn't be looking for.
Right?
But it's real simple. A way not to find that stuff. Don't look for it. Stop looking for it. And if any of it pops up on you, get away from it as quick as you can. Right? Follow means to pursue, to go after, to look for, to seek after. Look at it again. 3 John 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, that which is bad, but that which is good. He that does good is of God. He that does evil has not seen God. Listen to the Amplified. Beloved, do not imitate evil. Imitate good. He who does good is of God. He who does evil has not seen, discerned, or experienced God, and does not know Him at all. Listen to the Weymouths. Weymouth's translation. My dear friend, do not follow wrong examples, but right ones. He who habitually does what is right is a child of God. He who habitually does what is wrong has not seen God. If you're doing bad stuff, you didn't see that in God. You didn't get that from God. You've been looking at something else other than God. Where you found that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.